Big show tonight. William Beckman making his Radio Texas Live debut. William, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Before we went on, you said your name gets mispronounced quite a bit. What do people hit you with?
All the time. Beckham is usually what I get. But you know what? Radney Foster is my mentor, and it happens to him too. People call him Randy. People call him Rodney. So I'm...
Right, yeah. If we can't get Radney's name right, you're fine. You're going to be just fine.
I know. Yeah.
You're going to be just fine.
People.
William Beckman, you guys may not have heard of him yet, but you got, I love when country music gets that Spanish Mexican infusion, and you're doing a lot of that. I imagine growing up on the Mexican border, you're from Del Rio, has a lot to do with that. Speaking of Radney, he's from Del Rio too, and you guys have developed quite a relationship.
Yes, that's how I'd initially gotten to meet Radney. I'm 25 years old now, but when I first met him, I wasn't really much of a songwriter, and he was the one that encouraged me to start coming up with my new song, like songs of my own. And he's helped me with my songwriting craft ever since. He's a very dear friend. He's like an uncle to me. So I feel very fortunate to have such a great mentor.
So how did you guys get connected? You weren't writing music. He just saw you perform somewhere.
No, I was doing a lot of cover stuff. I was in a band, but I'd met him through one of my high school teachers who happens to be really good friends with my dad. His name is John Wardlaw, and he grew up with Radney. So I think Radney was in town for something, and he stopped by the high school to pay a visit to the students, and I'd gotten to meet him there. I don't think I said very much. I was so tongue-tied and nervous, but thankfully he saw something in me.
RTX Live.
I refuse.
William Beckman making his Radio Texas Live debut tonight. And William, something you do a bit of, which is awesome, you post a lot of cover songs on your social media. Has anybody ever gotten mad at you for singing one of their songs better than they do?
No, that has not happened.
Not yet. Not yet.
Ever will.
Not yet.
I don't know if it ever will, but that's kind of you to say. I love all kinds of music. And when I hear a song that I like, I want to cover it. I know a lot of George Strait songs. I do sing mariachi songs, Spanish songs. But, you know, it depends. And sometimes one thing that I really do like doing, too, is taking a song that's not country at all and trying to put a country spin on it just to kind of turn it on its head and make it different and unique.
Give us an example. What's one you've done there?
I do a weird country version of Little Red Corvette by Prince.
Nice.
I do I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen.
Awesome. You do have a lot of covers on your social media. You do. I saw Last Thing I Needed First Thing This Morning, George Strait cover, Blame It on Mexico. Who's your favorite? Do you have a favorite singer to cover?
It's got to be, it's probably a tie between George Strait, and I'm also, a fun fact about me, I'm a huge, huge fan of traditional pop, you know, like Sinatra and Dean Martin and the Rat Pack and those guys. So I love singing that stuff.
You want to do it? Let's spin one of your cover songs. You like doing George Strait?
I love George Strait.
Let's do some of Blame It on Mexico.
Okay.
Is this something you perform a lot?
Lately I have. It's one that I just learned. It's one of my favorite songs. And so we've been doing it in the shows a lot lately.
Awesome. Check it out. William Beckman. We got more with William coming up.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
Found myself not feeling any pain. Told a Frisco girl
how great is the Radio Texas Live app? Lance says, don't call him because you'll go straight to voicemail because he's listening to it. You're going to miss phone calls, but it's totally worth it. Radio Texas Live in your App Store, Google Play. Get that app. Get that app.
Baby, I've been looking.
William Beckman making his Radio Texas Live debut. Will, do you ever sing in bars?
A guilty pleasure of mine is doing karaoke.
I just walk into a karaoke bar and surprise everybody.
Oh man!
Is that what you do?
The thing is, I'll always do Sinatra stuff because it's hard to like cover Sinatra just because that style of music is so orchestrated and there's 40 different instruments that it's kind of hard to do that with a guitar. But if you have a backing track, if you have a karaoke track, and it's, you know, you're singing My Way or New York, New York, and you have the horns and everything. I love doing that.
So
because I never get to hear myself doing that, so it's really fun.
Do you make it? You do that regularly? You go into bars and just sing karaoke?
Oh no, not regularly. But if I'm ever in my hometown, if I'm ever in Del Rio, and I go to the bar with some friends, it's one of those things. I it's more of my friends force me to get up there and do it than it is like me, like, give me the mic. It's my turn to sing. It's, right. I'm never the one to do it by myself.
But it's got
to
be fun, though. Your voice is surprising. It's a surprise when I'm sure when people see you. So you've got to get a kick out of doing that. Like it's got to be fun to do.
I learned early on that a big part of what I do is the shock value, because my voice does not match my body at all. I look really young and I sound really old. So I think the contrast is what it makes it sort of, I think, stand out. I don't know.
It does. Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you're Beckman with us. We got more coming up. Here's Austin Meek.
Do you ever turn the lights down?
William, thank you so much for hanging out, man.
Thank you for having me.
You recently did a run of shows with Parker McCollum, who's without a doubt one of the hottest acts in Texas right now. How was that?
It was amazing. I'm always very grateful anytime I get a chance to open up for him. And he's just good people, man. I know his family very well. I'm really good buddies with Tyler, his brother. And we've got some shows coming up, Tyler and I do, nice. Which will be really fun too. But no, Parker's amazing. He's got great songs. Clearly doing very well for himself, and I'm glad to call him a friend for
awesome.
Sure.
So you guys have a pretty good relationship. Have you written songs? Have you written anything together?
Him and I haven't written together yet. Hopefully we will change that and get a date in the books. But I met Parker through Randy. Randy's our mutual mentor and friend, and so we got to know each other pretty well. And now I'm excited to be opening up for him.
Parker's been on the show here several times, and he called Randy the Godfather. Would you say that fits?
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. Right. He's the guy that you got to please him. He's the one that, he is the Godfather.
He's pulling strings. No horses' heads.
No, yeah, I don't know. Do we have to kiss his ring?
I don't know. You tell me. You have to tell me. I don't know. Do you have to kiss his ring?
I haven't ever done it, but he's one of my best friends. I love him. If you wanted me to kiss his hand, I would.
Yes, I'll do this. William Beckman with us. Let's do a Randy song. What's your favorite Randy Rogers band song?
Okay, I used to play a bunch of Randy Rogers songs before I knew him, and now that I know him, I feel like I can't do them anymore. But Kiss Me in the Dark. Kiss Me in the Dark was written by Radney Foster, and that's just a perfect song in my opinion.
Let's do Kiss Me in the Dark.
Okay.
Let's do that one. William Beckman hanging out with us. We got more coming up.
Radio Texas Live.
If you're just tuning in tonight, you've been missing out. An amazing episode of Radio Texas Live. Not that every week isn't amazing. Tonight, maybe more amazing. William Beckman making his RTX debut. Coming up, he's going to sing El Rey for us. Also, his new single, Bourbon Whiskey. You guys, stay close. William Beckman. He's got Grammys in his future.
Well, I'll tell you folks one thing.
William Beckman, you guys need to know the name, an amazing singer-songwriter out of Del Rio, Texas. Growing up in Del Rio, did you learn Spanish? Did you know Spanish and English? Or is it something you've acquired as you've gotten...
No, I grew up speaking Spanish. My whole family speaks Spanish. Most of my friends in high school were as well. So when I started playing music, I knew that it was important for me to incorporate songs in Spanish. My particular favorite genre of Mexican music is mariachi music. So
it's so amazing. Right? It's just beautiful. It's gorgeous music.
It is timeless music. It's some of the best music, in my opinion.
When I was growing up, I had a couple of friends who lived around the corner from me, and we always like playing baseball and stuff all day. But their dad was in a mariachi band, and I'd go and listen to them just sing in their living room every once in a while. It was just amazing.
That's awesome.
And so you do a lot of you incorporate a lot of Spanish, a lot of Mexican music into it, into what you're doing. You got a couple of great covers. You got Volver. I'll let you say it. How do you say it?
Volver.
You do it way better than I do. And and also El Rey. You do a great cover of El Rey.
Which means the king, yes. Those are two like classic songs. They're songs that everybody knows. And so when you start singing them, it's like a sing-along song.
It is. And it turns into sing-alongs at your concerts from what I've seen.
Yes. Well, when I first started opening up for Randy, he would tell me to go out there and sing songs in Spanish. And so I'd go out there and I'd listen to him and do it. And it's always fun to get the crowd reaction.
Let's do El Rey.
El Rey.
El Rey. William Beckman. We got more with Will coming up. It's Radio Texas Live.
Yo sé bien que estoy afuera. El día que yo me muera, sé que tendrás que llorar.
dirás que no me quisiste, pero vas a estar muy triste y así te me vas a quedar. Con dinero y sin dinero, yo hago siempre lo que quiero y mi palabra es la ley.
Here comes the Texas Red Dirt Boom.
If you missed my interview with Pecos Hurley from Pecos and the Rooftops, the interview, it's up for you in my podcast, Buddy Logan's Air Check. You can listen to it with Pecos and dozens of other Texas and Red Dirt acts. Buddy Logan's Air Check, Spotify, and anywhere else, fine podcast can be streamed and downloaded.
Oh, Sarah.
William Beckman on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Good hanging out with you, William. Good meeting you.
Buddy, thank you for having me on the show.
I'm digging what you're doing. We talked about it earlier. You would be awesome to hang out with at a karaoke bar just because people would be so surprised by what you do when you step up there.
If I appreciate that.
I get why your friends force you up to sing karaoke. It's got to be a real treat for them to see people just losing their minds over what you do.
It's a lot of fun. It's something that when I go back to Del Rio, my hometown, and hang out with my friends, they at some point or another make me get up and sing one song at least.
Have you ever just randomly in a bar you didn't know got up and sing karaoke or gone anywhere where nobody knew who you were and just for the reaction?
I'm embarrassed to tell you, but yes, I've done that before. Sometimes I'll be there by myself and I'll just walk in and if I see a karaoke machine, I don't know. Sometimes I do it.
Do people just like, do they start gathering around you? What happens? I mean, that's got
to
be amazing.
No, I don't know. I like to mess with people and pick a Johnny Cash song or something they wouldn't expect me to sing. Because I think people look at me and they think that I'm going to sing some kind of Justin Bieber song something completely off the wall, you know.
I would love to be able to do that, but I cannot sing whatsoever at all. Not even in the least. Your 2018 EP is Outskirts of Town.
Yes, sir.
That's been out for 3 years now. Let's do something off of that. What would you like to spin off of your debut?
One that I do quite frequently at the shows is a song called "I Think I'm in Love." Let's do that one.
All right. You got anything you want to tell us about it?
I wrote it when I was like 18, I think. I'm 25 now, and so it was one that I'd had kicking around for a little while. And it's just a sweet love song. I got a lot of sad songs, so it's nice when I write a happy love song.
Awesome. Check it out. William Beckman, "I Think I'm in Love." We got more with William coming up on Radio Texas Live.
Angel.
And William, we were going to try to do this interview, have you on last week, but you're busy. You've been writing songs, heavily honing your craft. Working that magic, and last week you were writing with Troy Cartwright.
Yes.
Big fan
Troy
of Troy.
And I wrote it.
Love awesome. Troy Cartwright.
Good friend of mine, and we wrote a good one the other day up in Nashville, which is great. I think he's got some Texas shows coming out, too, that he's announcing, too, which is great.
Nice. My favorite Troy Cartwright song is "Coffee in the Morning, Whiskey at Night."
That's a good one.
All right, man, let's do it. Let's do your new single. We've been playing it here at Radio Texas Live for a few weeks now. It's called "Bourbon Whiskey."
Thank you.
It's going to be on the new album. Tell us about this one before we spin it. William Beckman.
"Bourbon Whiskey," it's a song that I wrote a few years ago, and it's supposed to sound like a traditional country song, something you might have heard back in the early 60s. And I've always loved that kind of old school country, and so I wanted to write one that was kind of paying homage to the greats, you know, George Jones, Ray Price, Hank Williams, all those guys. And it's a song I'm really proud of. It's a feel-good song. It's a drinking song, and people really seem to like it when we play it live. So happy to finally have it out.
William Beckman, here's the latest single. It's called "Bourbon Whiskey." William, good to meet you, man.
Thank you so much, buddy, for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, you said it's over. Our love is dead and gone. I don't know